Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, let's play a game here. By the way, Guardians tickets are on sale. Go get them if you want them for the playoffs here over during the week. 108. Can we just say 1 o'clock? Like, I'm irritated about everything right now. I have a.
You seem like it. You need a hug.
I'm totally irritated. You know why?
You need a hug.
You know, they say the prep is worse than the procedure, which is why I'm out tomorrow. I'll just be honest with everybody. Today feels like the prep, and that's about to happen tonight as well.
Andy experiencing men's health.
Just say it. Did anybody listen to Kevin Stefanski's press conferences now? If you didn't, go back and hit the rewind.
Did you hear what Anthony said?
Toilets!
Anthony said he didn't. That was beautiful. Anthony said he didn't rule out Flacco or Dylan Gabriel as the starter. He also didn't rule out Governor Mike DeWine as the starter. I mean, you could have put anybody in there.
Yeah, why wouldn't you use Trestle? Trestle was a quarterback. Why wouldn't you have Trestle instead of DeWine?
I should have included Dennis Kucinich. I know he played high school football.
He did? There you go. Dennis played high school football?
I don't know.
Where'd he play it?
I met Dennis.
Don't come at us with those kind of facts without being able to tell us where he played it.
Yeah.
You better went to Parma.
At Parma?
No, I just made that up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nice job, Anthony.
Did he actually play high school football? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to be testing you on this. Can we play these clips again? Listen, we're all sitting around. Jeff says to me about 2 hours ago, he says, you know what? I bet he says Dylan Gabriel starts today. And I'm like, I don't know. I think he's leaning into it. You listen. You tell me, what did Kevin say today? We're playing this game. What did Kevin say today? He was directly asked about the quarterback and who the quarterback was going to be Sunday in London. 216-474-0092. Let's listen to Kevin.
I understand the question. We have to play better as an offense. We have to coach better on offense. It's not about one person. There are so many things that we need to do better, obviously quarterback included, but this is not about one person.
Is that a yes then? I mean, are you sticking with him?
Yeah, that my focus is on making sure this offense plays better.
Okay.
So there was a brief yeah in there.
Wait, play that. What? I missed that. I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear the brief yeah?
And the back end of that?
Okay, hang on.
But he didn't say yeah.
All right, ready?
Zapruder audio. Yes, go.
Here we go.
One person.
Is that a yes then? I mean, are you sticking with him?
Yeah, that my focus is on making sure this offense plays better.
That was a nervous yeah.
Is that a Stefanski pause yeah? Or is that
That was him trying to get to the next word.
That's the new thing in football answering questions from the media. Everyone starts with a yeah. Have you ever noticed that?
What is it? Yeah, recognizing there's been a question? Is that what you're saying?
It's like Patrick Mahomes is the king of it. It's like if Andy, you just ask me, you know, hey, the way your blue shirt is helping you win. All those points today, you know, what was working for the offense? Yeah, I thought we did a really nice, they all start with that now.
Yeah.
He's a really nice guy, Andy. I don't know why you would say that.
Oh, look at you getting all defensive.
I don't know why you would say that.
Because I don't know him. I don't see him at the game every Sunday when I go to home games.
I don't know her.
Well, it's not very nice.
You do.
You're not very nice. We're all on the same team.
If Kevin receives
she's trying to do her job. She's trying to do her job. She's trying to not be a
punter. There was a follow-up.
Oh, okay, good.
You ready?
Yes.
Should we assume that a change is possible and you're just not willing to address it at this time?
Yeah, I just would tell you, I understand the question and I understand the scrutiny that comes with the position, but we have to play better as an offense. We have to do a better job at all positions, including coaching. That's really what I want to get across.
Are we making a change at head coach this week then too?
Did you hear what the first word out of his mouth was?
The first word was yeah.
Yeah.
Should we assume, what was the question? Should we assume something?
So should we assume you're making a change?
Well, he said yeah.
I don't know. This oscillating fan next to me probably made about the same amount of argument that he's making right here.
What did he just say?
Nothing.
No, he did.
Noise filled air.
Why couldn't he? He could have just come out and said Joe Flacco was my starting quarterback.
He could have came out and quoted Shakespeare.
Why can't you say that? How hard is it to say Joe Flacco is my starting quarterback? How hard is that? You're the head coach of an NFL team. Guess what? If you want to change your mind tomorrow, change your mind tomorrow.
We know what he could have done, Andy. We also know what he did, which was avoid the question.
He's obviously
not ready to tell the world what's going to happen at quarterback.
Oh, man, the Vikings are never going to know what to do if Gabriel's playing.
There's got to be something internal. They're not ready to do it yet. By not answering the question, he answered the question. Dylan Gabriel will start in London. Just as I said he would, by the way, earlier in the show.
Oh, all-powerful, all-knowing Jeff Phelps, yes.
Well, I mean, you've seen the offense.
He could have walked out and read The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe. We'd get the same amount of information.
Nevermore. Just tell me the answer.
Raven. Don't say The Raven.
Yeah, what are you doing? And then I came out and said nevermore?
What do you go, guys?
I'm celebrating their 30th anniversary.
All right, fine. We'll dump the last 30 seconds.
Thank you.
Three, two, one. He could have came out and read A Telltale Heart, and we got the same exact thing from Poe.
Oh, good point. Good point. Jonah's in Columbus. Jonah, maybe in Franklin County they can figure out what he said. Go ahead. What did he say?
Well, I don't think they're figuring out in Franklin County because, Andy, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
When, during these press conferences with Kevin Stefanski or Brown or anybody, do they tell you a lick of information? Never.
There are times I've heard him come out and say, so-and-so is our starting quarterback.
Jack Squat.
He said it before.
He gets up there and says nothing every time. Of course they're not going to tell you the QB thing. He wasn't going to tell you any information about anything to begin with.
Told us Cam Robinson's here.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, he did. And you answered yeah first. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Jonah.
That's the new thing, Jonah. Yeah.
Man.
Thanks for the call, Jonah.
Ron and Parma, help us.
Yeah, hey, what's going on? Hey, hear me out, please. What do you got against a guy who's calling a name Ron? Am I intimidating you guys? I've been on hold for an hour. Jeff, this will turn into you.
Ron, hang on a second. Ron, we played a press conference while you were on hold. What are we supposed to do?
Ron's going to tell us more than Kevin did.
Let me interrupt Kevin Stefanski's press conference. We're all not going to be able to figure out so we can go to Ron. Ron, my family is Ron. I am never against Ron's.
I was home for 52 minutes before this conference came on.
Oh, man.
Okay. That's okay. Vengeance is God. Listen, Joe Montana, Russell Wilson, Bart Starr, Kirk Cousins, Warren Moon, Kurt Warner, who was undrafted. Those are just several guys who did not go in the first round. Once again, Jeff, you say a lot of things. You don't know what you're
Ron,
saying.
Ron, get Jeff, with it. Ron. Ron.
That's
Ron,
about eight
Ron,
in history. Ron, there are plenty Ron. Of guys. Most of the NFL today is made up of guys who are taken in the first round of the starting quarterbacks.
The majority of the quarterbacks in the NFL are first-round guys.
You just asked the guy to name five. I just named you seven of them.
Okay, yeah, but half of them are dead.
Yeah, they're not playing, and you spanned like 40 years.
Half of yours are dead.
Jeff, be nice.
Look,
by the way, we're in the middle of a conversation. Your head coach basically didn't tell you that we have a quarterback.
But Ron was on hold for 52 minutes, Andy.
We'll get it fixed.
By God, he's got things to do.
What is Ron, wrong?
I hope they get lucky and stumble across a quarterback who is not drafted in the first round. God, do I hope that. Because then next year you can actually go draft an offensive lineman and a wide receiver and help that quarterback out. And I hope it's Dylan Gabriel. And if it's not him, I hope it's Shador Sanders. I don't care. I hope they get lucky. History tells you teams don't get lucky very often. Everybody can be delusional and not admit that. Go ahead, be delusional. Go ahead, be delusional. But history tells you, and current history tells you, most quarterbacks in the NFL, especially today, and by the way, Ron was going back to when the NFL had 8-round drafts, had like eight teams drafting before the merger. Bart Starr, nice way to go for that one.
Some of us are still mourning.
See?
I just named five over a 50-year period, right?
Andy, there are a lot of guys who weren't drafted in the first round.
Jeff, can I give you
the
some
majority
more?
Were draft, vast majority were first-round draft picks. I hope they get lucky. By God, I hope Dylan
Did he say Brian Sipe? How did he forget
I
Brian
Sipe? I hope Dylan's the reincarnation of Russell Wilson. Third-rounder, short guy who comes out and lights it up. I sure hope so.
Can I give you some actual news here for a second? You want some real news?
Go ahead.
Because the Browns didn't give us a quarterback. Thank you. Ohio State's game against Illinois is a noon kickoff, just in case you're wondering. Ohio State, Illinois, noon kickoff.
Okay.
Great. There you go.
So you got that going for you.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Ohio State fans want to know this stuff. Yeah, there are fans,
find out
too.
Soon enough.
Please beat Brett Bielema. That's all I ask.
Ohio State, Illinois, noon.
I can't stand that
You
guy.
Heard it here.
Illini playing pretty well.
Yes, they are.
Until they got smoked by Indiana.
Oh, look at you. Are you dipping into college football?
This year? Like that program play
every Tuesday, dude. I'm giving you the rundown on everybody who could be a Brown quarterback next year.
But it's the passion that I'm hearing behind it now. Like you have
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Passion.
Andy, I was born with passion. Just I work with you every day, it gets sapped out of me. It's like
that's
stuff
funny.
Coming out of a
if
tree.
If there was a procedure to get rid of passion, like a lobotomy, you would figure it out. It'd be a passionotomy.
He actually was born Jeff Passion, but he changed it.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Think about how much money you lost by not being
attention. Called my parents and said, hey, I want to use it.
Didn't want the attention. Didn't want to become a soap opera star.
Oh, my God. Who's the quarterback? Tony in Cleveland, help.
Hey, how you doing?
Tony.
I'm insane. Insane. I've got a football team that I will love, whether they're 0-17 or 17-0, and I just was trying to figure out who the quarterback was. Phelps tells me an hour before, he goes, Ev, don't be surprised if they name Gabriel. And then I'm like, okay, so I'm going to listen for it. So then the head coach is asked, who's the starting quarterback? And we get nothing.
Nothing at all. That's what's wrong with him. He must not want his job because Flacco makes all the mistakes. Now, how you going to spot other teams 2 and 3 touchdowns and try to have your defense out there all the time? It don't make sense to me at all. And he can't move, so I don't know why he's still in there.
Tony, you got any moves left we could use? Let me ask you, if it was 4th-and-1, you think he can get in? Or we'd have to give it to Quinshon Judkins?
You had to get his junk in, because I know I'm like 69, so I'll be just as slow as his ass was.
Thank you, Tony.
Y'all have a good one.
Wow.
Did that make it through?
I didn't hit up. I did not. I let that one through. I probably shouldn't have, but...
You hit dump?
Well, I did not.
Why? He just good. Said it was a
motor. He only said a 3-letter word. He didn't say a 4.
And he was also talking about a mode of transportation.
I
wouldn't worry about it, but then again, it wasn't my responsibility. Wayne in Cleveland. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. I got about a minute, Wayne, before he gets really mad at me.
All right. Yeah, I just want to say I don't think we should be trying to draft out of this quarterback class that's coming out, man, because none of them are impressing me. They're no better than the class that's currently in the NFL now.
All right, so what do you want them to do? 20 seconds.
We need to get a wide receiver and offensive lineman.
Someone's got to get him a ball, don't you think? Who do you want to start a quarterback this week? We don't even have a quarterback for this week.
Yeah, we do. We got 3.
We have 4.
None of them guys.
5.
Not activated.
I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Bailey Zappe?
Here comes Bailey.
Deshaun could come off the list, but he said,
No, he's not going to.
What was the answer? I can't even remember. 216-474-0092.
He's really concentrating on his rehab and doing a fine job.
Oh, man, I got a headache here. I'm trying to figure this thing out, man. Are you serious? 216-474-0092.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.